The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbontoni. Some people in Florida claim to have seen a streaking fireball last night.
I'm Tony Kornheiser. Levitard?
Oh, you know, but they there was no mention of profuse sweating. So I don't know.
Right.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Well, we know that he streaks. I don't know that anybody's ever called him a fireball. I know. I don't know about that. In fact, I haven't seen Levitard in a while. Where is Levitard these days?
In a while.
We should get him on this show. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Steph Curry passes Wilt, Javi Baez lets one fly, and Trevor Bauer is back on the mound. But we begin today with Jamal Murray, the Denver Nuggets, tearing his left ACL last night in the final minute of his game against Golden State. Murray is out for the rest of this season and likely part of next season, too. Murray is Denver's second leading scorer. Denver has won 12 of its last 16 games and made it to the Western Conference Finals last year. Wilbon, what does this do to the Nuggets?
Tone, it just hurts them severely. I don't want to go too crazy and say, oh, they won't be able to even win a playoff series. I don't know that. But Jamal Murray, I mean, last year when you think about the bubble and basketball resuming play, Donovan Mitchell, Jamal Murray, Devin Booker. I mean, there was a young gun just explosion. And those guys emerged on the scene. And Jamal Murray helped his team come back twice from down 3-1. And I thought that with the addition of Aaron Gordon at the trade deadline and Jamal Murray starting to play like he did last year, because he was bothered by that knee and was not himself, was not the bubble player this season for the most part, but he was starting to become that. I thought Denver might have been the team to beat even more than Utah or the Lakers in the West if they got rolling. Now, how can you make the case they can get rolling when you're missing Jamal Murray at the point, the organizer, the sort of general of that thing, even though Jokic is the MVP candidate more so? It's just, I find it depressing, Tony. As a person who likes great basketball, I've been bothered by this since last night.
Yeah, so I'm going to answer the question directly. It sinks the Denver Nuggets. He's the second-best player on that team. Klay Thompson was the second-best player on Golden State. And you see what happens. You can't win without your second-best player.
No,
you can mention Aaron Gordon adding some points, and I understand that, and Jokic, but no. No, and Mike, and there's one other thing, too, okay? This is the year of the injury. Look at the playoff teams and the injuries. Look at LeBron and Anthony Davis. Right? I made notes on this. Look at Kevin Durant and James Harden. Joel Embiid has missed 18 games. Porzingis, McCollum, Gordon Hayward and LaMelo Ball. You know, Klay Thompson is still out. We are seeing injuries, I think, like we haven't seen before.
And I think there's a lesson. I tie it to the lack of recovery time in the offseason, and there's always that, but this more severely so this year, coming out of a ending in October, I guess it was, or late September. And, Tony, they wanted to. The league felt it needed to play these games. We're talking about money. We're talking about local, regional sports channels televising NBA games locally in each market. And we're talking about having to recoup that money, the NBA not wanting to lose that money. We're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars to rush back into play. And I think there's a connection. Nobody's going to prove it. And nobody's going to prove that it isn't happening either. Players have got to be concerned with that. But the union's on the hook as well. What does the league value? Does it value health? Does it value having a season where you can really find out who the best team is? I don't know that we're going to find that out this year. And you mentioned all those guys who are part of that sad sack scenario. Earlier in that game, we had a milestone moment, a good moment for Steph Curry. Late in the first quarter, Curry converted a layup to pass Wilt Chamberlain as the top scorer in Warriors team history with nearly 18,000 points. Coaches and teammates congratulated Curry at the end of the quarter, and legends did it after the game. Tone, do you see this as a significant mark?
Of course it is significant. When you become the leading scorer on a consequential historic NBA franchise, it is a significant moment. Steph Curry is a great player. He may be the greatest shooter ever, and we should congratulate him. But, and there's always a but, now let's put it in perspective because of the name Wilt Chamberlain, okay? And I'm going to put on my glasses because I'm going to have to consult notes here. Curry has played 745 games for the Warriors. He's averaged 24 points a game. That's great. Wilt Chamberlain only played 429 games for the Warriors. That's under 60%. Under 60% of Steph's games. Wilt averaged 41.5 points. Let me say that again. 41.5 points and 20 rebounds. Steph Curry has 2,719 points because of the three-point shot, extra points that Wilt could never get. Wilt played more than half his games in other jerseys. Sixers jerseys, Lakers jerseys. So this is just perspective, not to knock Steph Curry, but to elevate Wilt Chamberlain.
Tony, you can celebrate both. This is a great chance when Steph Curry makes his mark. And to me, he is the greatest shooter of all time. Not only that, he's changed the game. Like Wilt, they changed it for Wilt by changing rules. Steph Curry changed it. And a few other people in the satellite. It was great the other day to hear Dame Lillard in a post game. Dame Lillard, who has put people out of the playoffs with his shooting, his great shooting, say Steph Curry is the greatest shooter of all time. And I went, whoa, Dame Lillard is conceding that, which is so gracious, Tony. And it's a chance to celebrate not just Steph, but Wilt. And I'm going to get pointed now. People are going to get angry at me. You can go to social media. You can snipe. You can do whatever you want. I'm disappointed in people, in our brethren, people in the print industry and people in the broadcast industry at this network included, who don't talk about Wilt and the context. When you put Steph Curry in context with Wilt, you raise his profile. The celebration's even greater. Don't not mention Wilt played 215 fewer games. Stop it. That's just wrong. It's irresponsible. It's incomplete reporting and analysis. Don't be stupid. You're not taken away from Steph Curry when you say, but here's what Wilt did. He averaged 41 a game. And I don't want to hear, well, I wasn't old enough. I wasn't around when Wilt played. Then turn on your damn YouTube and figure it out. Because you can celebrate both these great
players. There's one other player. Hold a second. There's one other player for the Warriors. A greater scorer than Steph Curry. Rick Barry averaged 25.6 points for the Warriors, but played in far less games, 642. Because he was in the ABA, in Oakland, in Washington, with the Nets. The Warriors, all the way back to Paul Arizin, have had great scorers. So it's good for Steph Curry. But let's not forget Wilt and Rick Barry. Let's just not forget.
You're right, Tony. Don't need to forget anybody. Seriously, don't be such millennials. Be thorough about your reporting and observing of what's happening in the sports scene, or you do your readers, listeners, viewers a disservice because you're not giving them the whole story. My God. Got me angry now.
Can I go on to the next story?
Deserves to be celebrated.
Trevor Bauer. Enough. Trevor Bauer is scheduled to pitch for the Dodgers tonight. He's in the news because it was reported in his last start that the umpires collected multiple baseballs Bauer threw and sent them to MLB for analysis as part of a crackdown on foreign substances applied to the baseball. Bauer and his manager, Dave Roberts, say he is being singled out unfairly. Well, but how should baseball handle this case if it's reigning Cy Young winner?
Tone, for the most part, this is going to get me into a rant, too. I mean, I understand what baseball is trying to do. All these things are to sort of get more action in the game, get fewer strikeouts. All baseball's fault for going the wrong way and marrying itself to stupidity of launch angle a few years ago. And now they have to undo all the stupid stuff. And I don't mean the commissioner's office. I'm not blaming them. I'm blaming the sport in general. Leave it alone. Baseball had the spitter for about 100 years, and nobody talked about spin rate. You don't need to talk about these phony things to try to correct all the things that were done. So, Tony, I don't care what they do to Bauer. If you want to march somebody out there in real time and inspect his cap or his fingernails like they did the Perry brothers for decades, it's fine. But this everyday baseball being hijacked with a conversation about spin rate angers me nearly as much as what I said in the previous story.
Yeah, well, you've been angered for three stories out of three at the moment. First of all, not being unfairly singled out. They're collecting the baseballs from a lot of pitchers. It may be, as Bauer says, that he's being unfairly leaked. you know, in terms of being connected with this. But if I were Rob Manfred and I'd been called a clown 100 times in print by Trevor Bauer, I'd leak this too. I hope Manfred leaked it. Now, to your point, and we're going to disagree, you do not want an unfair advantage. In 1968, with Bob Gibson and Denny McClain, that never happened again because they lowered the mound a little bit. Spin rates lead to more strikeouts. More strikeouts is bad, according to Baseball Now, and the substances lead to the spin rates. It's a cut and dry thing, Mike. The burden of proof is on baseball, but if they can tie attaching a foreign substance to a baseball, if they can do that, guys got to be suspended. Tone. And Bauer's
that's
an easy target.
That's been going on for 110 years. This is not new.
Yeah, but again, that's not the point that it's not new. Baseball has to reach out as it did in 1968. And Bauer's an easy target because he's yappy and because he has no constituency.
Agree.
And he's been
agree.
At the forefront of this.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on.
I agree with
on.
You about Bauer. But I mean, seriously, the spin rate has hijacked the conversation about baseball for the whole month of April.
Okay.
Stop.
So get rid of the spin rate. Get rid of the bullfrog stuff. Let's take a break. Coming up, Zach Greinke's 51-mile-per-hour strike. No spin rate on that. That was impressive.
No.
But did hockey produce an even better highlight last night?
And did Nico Mannion or Javi Baez, El Mago, produce the bigger lowlight?
Is it El Mago or El Gato? It's El Mago, right? That's the
El
magician?
El Mago, the magician.
Yeah.
Yes.
How about El Armo?
Maybe,
he threw it about 400 feet over the first baseman's head.
Of having some stuff on his hands, and they can go out to them.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Time for toss up. Two men enter, two men leave, finish the rest of the show, remove their makeup, and put together some leftovers before flipping around the tube. What's first?
Toss up. What was cooler last night? Zach Greinke's pitch or Patrick Laine's goal?
Let's go to Laine's goal first. He goes end to end. He plays for Columbus. It's lovely. He's the only one handling the puck at all, and he makes a wonderful goal against the Blackhawks. Too bad he didn't beat the Blackhawks, but it's a wonderful goal.
He did.
But you can watch hockey highlights every single night, and you can see that goal.
Wow.
You can't see a pitch like Greinke's unless you're watching Little League. He threw it 51 miles an hour, and the guy at the plate, right, Renato Nunez, he just watched it. He'd hit a home run off Greinke before. He just watched it. He said he was surprised by it. Of course he was surprised by it. It's 51 miles an hour.
Somebody does that every year, too, because you have some position player who shouldn't be out there, and they decide they're going to have
a bullpen
day. It's
a Cy Young winner.
And some dope guy. I don't care. You see the pitch every week. You don't see a guy go Guy Lafleur like that down the ice or Mike Bossy like that down the ice. It's
every
the
night.
Goal,
every
of
night.
Course. Is the No, you don't. And you, God knows you don't watch it every night because you don't watch hockey.
Every night.
It's the rush down
Next.
The ice.
Toss up
Next.
More
Let's
embarrassing
go.
Flub. Nico Mannion or Javi Baez?
I never heard of Nico Mannion until today. He's a guy at the end of the bench for the Warriors. He makes a steal. He's going down the court. It looks like he's going to dunk. He feels the hot breath of the defender, who I think is Michael Porter Jr., and he gags. It's a terrible gag, but he's not a great player. Leave him alone. Let's not attack him. Javi Baez is a gold glove shortstop. He is El Mago. If you watch this show, you've heard Wilbon chat him up like he's a god. He threw the ball 40 feet over the first baseman's head. If an apartment house was there, he'd have thrown it over the apartment house. It's more embarrassing, and you ought to call Trevor Bauer, as you suggested, get some of that stuff, put it on the ball, and keep it in the yard.
Yeah, I mean, El Mago, you know, he's got to make a couple of errors a year. Just as a Cub fan, I'm hoping this is not a Steve Sachs situation, if you know what I mean. I mean, one of these every 6 or 7 months you can take, beginning of the year, end of the year. I don't want to see this, like, tomorrow on the highlights, or I'm going to start to worry. El Mago is fine. It's more embarrassing when you're trying to establish yourself in the league to go whoopsie out of bounds in the game you need to win. So you're wrong again.
Of course, you would never attack a Chicago
wrong
Cub. That's
again.
It. Let's take one last break. You attack a poor kid who can't even play. Still to come, is Luka Doncic right to take issue with the NBA's play-in games?
And did Ben Simmons take a sneaky little shot at the Brooklyn Nets?
I bet he didn't take a three-point shot at the Nets, because he doesn't take three-point shots, Ben Simmons. He doesn't do that. It's got to be in the lane.
He's still even with the Nets right now. I think they're tied for first. He's even with...
Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, and game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part? Each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code PTI. That's code PTI. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy time, people. Happy 45th birthday, Dan Man Campbell. Campbell is the new head coach of the perpetually terrible Detroit Lions. You may remember Campbell from when he was interim coach of the Dolphins in 2015. He behaved like a Visigoth. He wanted his players to be savages on the field. He impressed me then as a muscle-bound loon, but his 5-7 record was respectable. From there, Campbell became tight ends coach in New Orleans. Campbell was a tight end for 10 NFL seasons, including 3 in Detroit. At his introductory press conference in Detroit, Campbell mentioned how well he knew the city and its struggles and its people, and he said, quote, "We're going to kick you in the teeth. When we get knocked down, we're going to get up, and on the way, we're going to bite a kneecap off. If you knock us down again, we'll get back up and bite the other kneecap off," unquote. Dan Campbell bears watching.
Maybe. Probably not even. I mean, when I heard that, look, Tony, because of the Lions' relationship to the Bears, I pay more attention to the Lions than 99.9% of the people outside of greater Detroit. And you hear stuff like that, and you go, you know what? Lions.
Okay. Happy anniversary, Pedro Martinez. On this day 27 years ago, while making just his second start for the Montreal Expos, Pedro had a perfect game into the eighth when he hit Reds outfielder Reggie Sanders. Sanders immediately charged the mound, thinking Pedro hit him deliberately, as Pedro had thrown inside on Sanders in his two previous at-bats. Pedro hit a lot of people, but let's ask ourselves why Pedro would deliberately hit Sanders with 5 outs to go for a perfect game. Why would he take himself off one of pitching's short lists? Anyway, as you can see, there was a brawl. Pedro was allowed to stay in the game, carried his no-hitter into the ninth inning, where the first batter up, Brian Dorsett, singled. Pedro Martinez became one of the greatest pitchers of the last 50 years. His career record is 219-100. the seventh best winning percentage of all time.
You know, Tony, even as you mentioned those numbers, which in his case do tell the story, they are in context, I think Pedro was somehow underrated, don't you? And by the way, I love listening to him whenever he's on, but particularly in the postseason, because Pedro always says stuff that makes you go, makes me go, oh my God, I never would have thought of that. Pedro, he's great at everything.
Happy trails to any excitement you might have thought Luka Doncic had about the NBA play-in format. Doncic hates it. He doesn't think seven should have to play eight, and then the loser has to beat the winner of 9 versus 10 to get into the playoffs. Yesterday, Doncic said, quote, you play 72 games to get into the playoffs. Then maybe you lose two in a row and you're out of the playoffs. So I don't see the point of that, unquote. Now, the NBA wants Doncic in the playoffs because he can do this. Half soccer, half basketball, all net. Doncic's team, Dallas, is currently in seventh place. Looking at the play-in, that's why Doncic says, quote, we're trying to get to the sixth spot. That's our goal now. Portland is in the sixth spot now and owns a tiebreaker over Dallas. 7-8, Jeopardy, 9-10, Opportunity.
Tony, I'm not sure if I agree with Luka yet. I'm going to have to see how this works out. But I don't understand the format itself. 7 should play 10, 2 out of 3. 8 plays 9, 2 out of 3. That's it. Don't create stuff that's just once again, I'm betting this is the marketing people having their way when they should be thrown out of the building. We also need to note the passing of Bobby Slick Leonard, a member of the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame and the winner of 3 ABA championships as coach of the Indiana Pacers. Leonard was also an All-America member of the 1953 Indiana University team that won the national championship. He was a legendary figure in the state of Indiana, passed away at the age of 88.
You know, I used to cover the Nets, and I watched him when he coached Indiana. And the great players that I remember him having, he had Mel Daniels, I believe, and Roger Brown and George McGinnis. And in that state of Indiana, he is indeed a godlike figure.
Yes.
He helped keep the team there. I mean, he helped raise money to keep the Pacers in Indiana. Very, very highly regarded.
There's so many guys in that age group now who were great in either the NBA or the ABA or sometimes both who have passed away recently. When I go to games, more so than be there for the game, which you can watch on TV, is to get to interact with people like Slick Leonard and Tommy Heinsohn and Norm Van Leer. You know the cast, because you were there for all those guys. You covered the end of their careers.
Yes.
It's really sad because the industry has lost more than a lot of current players even know.
One small correction. I said that Trevor Bauer called Rob Manfred a clown. He actually called him a joke. Oh, I apologize for that. Let's go to the big finish. The Cardinals signed former Steelers running back James Conner to a one-year deal. Is that significant?
Yeah, Tony. Kenyon Drake left in free agency. They need to replace him. And they're sort of going for it seems to me, right now. The Cardinals are. Colin Gillespie, Jermaine Samuels are both returning to Villanova for their senior seasons. That's a big deal, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it means they're a top 10 team, you know, with them back. At least the top 10
agree.
Team. Ben Simmons said of the Nets, quote, they have a lot of talent, but there's only one ball, and you have to play defense too, unquote. Your thoughts?
Yeah, the trash talking and gamesmanship is on, it sounds like to me, Tony, in that division between those teams. Wizards, your Wizards beat the Jazz, snapping Utah's home winning streak at 24. Did that surprise you, the Wizards did that?
Yes, it does. But the Wizards, you know, they have Beal and Westbrook. There's real talent among those
They're
two guys.
Together.
The Wizards should be better than they are. Last one, Heat at Suns tonight. Who you got?
Tony, the Heat have won 6 of 7. The Suns have won 9 of 10. Ace straight off. I'm going to take the Suns in overtime. I think I'm going to that game tonight. Want to see some ball.
Yeah, of course you're taking the Suns. It's another home you got. We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time, and I'm Tony Kornheiser.
You're just counting the one in Miami? Oh, okay. I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, Knuckleheads. You can get the podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. There's no home in Miami.